Joe Bonamassa and Beth Hart doing I Love You More Than You'll Ever Know from the 2014 album Live in Amsterdam. They've put out several albums together and they sound great together. That song was written by Al Cooper when he was with Blood, Sweat, and Tears and appeared on the band's debut album, 1968's Child is the Father to the Man. And I'm not sure how many albums Joe and Beth have put out together or if they're planning to do another. I'm mixing up my time frames, but anyway, they sound great. And the funny thing is, I never knew who Beth Hart was till I saw these albums with her and Joe. And it turned out I actually saw her live a number of years ago one time when I went to see Jeff Beck, and he had a singer with him, really good female singer. Didn't really get her name or didn't remember it, and I looked stuff up later and found out it was Beth Hart. So it was kind of cool. Now, my show is done right now. All my playlist is done and everything, and the next DJs have not shown up, so I don't know whether to stick around another hour or not. What should I do? I don't know. I have no water to coat my throat, and I don't have any, I don't have any, songs, lined up or anything, but I suppose I could do what I did that last time and just kind of wing it for another hour. What do you think? Should I do that? Anybody on Facebook want to let me know? Should I stick around another hour or what? A few people just tuned in a little late, so maybe I will. I hope I can do this. Got to find some songs to play in that case, though. Let me get a PSA on right now anyway.
I'm Sarah, and this is my story.
I'm Ellen, and this is my story.
One night, I was at a bar. I was having fun with my friends. I had one too many drinks. I got behind the wheel to go home.
I got a cab to go home.
All of a sudden, from out of nowhere, a squirrel ran across the road. It happened so quickly, I barely had time to react. I swerved.
The cab swerved.
I can't believe it. I hit a guy.
I cannot believe it. The cabbie just missed a guy.
I wish I took a cab.
Thank goodness I took a cab.
You have the choice to save a life. Don't drive buzzed. It's a decision you'll never regret. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the Department of Transportation and the Ad Council.
They blew the horns and the walls came down. They'd all been born and the walls came down. They stood there. Sanctuary fades, congregation splits. Nightly military raids, the congregation splits. It's the song of assassins ringing in your ears. We got terrorists thinking, playing on fears. We'll be right back.
the blew the horns, and the walls came down. They'd all been warned, but the walls came down. I don't think there are any Russians, there ain't no Yanks, just corporate criminals.
Thank you. But if I did, well really, what's it to you? There's a blaze of light in every word. It doesn't matter which you heard, the holy or the broken. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
right. And I just realized the songs I'm playing off of the system here, it doesn't keep them on here after they're played, which I thought there would be so I could read to you what we just heard. And they're not there, and I'm trying to remember what I played. Well, thank you for David for your request for What It's Worth, Buffalo Springfield. That was a great one. It's appropriate with all the women's march or walk or whatever you want to call it that happened Saturday, and it was great all over the world. And I followed that up with Leonard Cohen with Hallelujah. And what else did yes, the Chambers Brothers with Time Has Come Today. You will believe this, or maybe you will, but I went to the bathroom, the long song, and I walked in there, and there's a roll of Trump toilet paper. It's toilet paper with his face on each sheet of toilet paper. I couldn't believe it. I cracked up laughing when I saw that, man. I didn't use it, though. They had other regular toilet paper, too. I didn't use it because I didn't want to sully myself with his face there. But anyway, it was funny. I got a big kick out of that one. And next I have for you Santana. He had that album Supernatural with different newer folks on it. No, younger folks. And this had Everlast singing. And the song is Put Your Lights On.
Thank you. we've got here is failure to communicate. Some men you just can't reach. So you get what we had here last week, which is the way he wants it. Well, he gets it. I don't like it any more than you do.
Look at your young men fighting. Look at your women crying. Look at your young men dying the way they've always done before. We're breeding. Look at the fear we're feeding. Look at the lives we're leading.
Thank you. selective annihilation of mayors and government officials, for example, to create a vacuum. Then we fill that vacuum as popular war advances and eases closer.
Civil about war anyway.
What's so fun about peace, love, and earth?
you just heard Elvis Costello with What's So Funny About Peace, Love, and Understanding? That's quite a good question. Very good question, and I'd like to know the answer to that one, too. And before that, you heard Guns N' Roses with Civil War. Now I think I should get some serious guitar in. There's about a little over 15 minutes left for the show, and I got to get us some serious guitar, and I will do that with, let's see now, I'll get some Philip Sace for you. He's a really great guitarist, Canadian, and the album he put out, Scorched Earth Volume 1, like late last year, it blew my mind when I first heard it, and it continues to blow my mind every time I listen to it. So from that, I want to play, let's see, what song is it? Out of My Mind. To me, this was the song I went nuts over. So here's Philip Sace with Out of My Mind from Scorched Earth Volume 1.
Roller coaster, tell me
All right, you just heard some serious guitar there. First was Philip Sace with, what's the name of that again? Out of My Mind from Scorched Earth Volume 1 live album. That guitar blows me away every time. Continue to do so. And after that, you heard Eric Clapton with Little Wing from his new album, came out late last year, Live in San Diego. It was great stuff. It was, I haven't liked a lot of his studio albums in recent years, but he still does it live. It was a great album. Little Wing, such a great song. Anyway, I've got to tell you, you are listening to WMFO in Medford, and it's just about almost 3 o'clock, so I got to get out of here. I did an extra hour anyway, but, you know, nobody was here. I'm sure they'd rather have somebody DJing live than have, you know, the canned music. But anyway, I will be back here in 2 weeks, and those of you who know my show on WCAC on Tuesday nights, I'll be on tomorrow night from 6 to 8 there. You can find that online also. And I guess that's about it for this today. So, say bye to y'all, I guess, and I'll see you next time.
I'm Joe Perry.
And Steven Tyler from Aerosmith, here for RAD, recording artists, actors, and athletes against drugs.